Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation's been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation. Well, with extreme heat coupled with a lack of moisture in recent weeks, Oklahoma's been slipping further into drought conditions. I had the opportunity to visit with Gary McManus, the state climatologist, and he said it may not be real great for the next few weeks.
Yeah, and you know, heat always comes in the summer in Oklahoma, but this heat is a little bit ridiculous even for us. And it is a very uncommon event to get this hot as we've been in the last couple of days. We have a few more days left, at least a week in the 100-degree weather. Now, the weather that we saw yesterday, up to 115 degrees and incredibly hot across the entire state, probably not that hot over this next week or so, but it will definitely be hot.
McManus said it should cool down a little bit by August.
We might see a little bit of a cool down into August. And by cool down, I mean closer to normal. So mid-90s, maybe upper 90s, maybe a little bit of rain, but it does look hot, as in Oklahoma summer-type heat, for at least the next couple of weeks, probably.
McManus said we may see some good rainfall in September.
I can't really say. There's not much rain in store for us, at least for the next week, and that's when we can do our best accurate type of prognostication for precipitation. Now, when we get out a little bit farther, like I said, with the heat into the little bit farther into August, it does look like we might break down that heat dome a little bit, which would allow some more storms in here. But the type of drought ending rainfall that we saw, for instance, back in May and the early part of June, I don't see that coming anytime soon.
While many are comparing this summer to the conditions of 2011 and 2012, McManus said current conditions are not quite as poor.
Summer of 2011, probably the most legendary heat Oklahoma has seen, since the Dust Bowl. We're not going to match that summer. That ended up being the hottest summer on record, not only in Oklahoma, but for any state in the United States. Right here in Oklahoma, we had the hottest summer for any state. Based on the statewide average, that June through August period. So we're not going to match that. We are matching up with 2012 a little bit. We can say, though, that the heat we saw yesterday and the duration of the heat that we've seen this year, really starting back in May, but ramping up in the first part of June, is the worst we've seen since that 2011-2012 period.
If you'd like to hear my complete conversation with climatologist Gary McManus, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.